Scene 6, Part B. And so you should, Lord Nock. You disappoint me. I lift you out of your miserable, gloomy, down in the dump holes and give you everything you could ever wish for. I think it is time to take you all down a peg or two. You are all going down in this world. You are going to communicate with the people from the lowlands. The have-nots? No, not that. Anything but that. Ah, now that is more like it. I'm taking you down low enough to be able to converse with each other. Isn't that exciting? But what are we going to say to them? We don't speak their language. Shh! Be quiet while I concentrate with the incantation. But shush, I said. Now, where do I begin? Ah, yes. At the start would be a good choice. Into the lift. Lobby lock low and lobby lock high. Pork chops and chocolate drops will fall from the sky. Going down. Twelfth floor. 11th floor. 10th floor. 9th floor. 8th. 7th. 6th. 5th. Stop. That should do the trick. Can you see anything, Yilba?
No, Elba, not a thing. It's very murky down there.
Papa, I can see forms and what look like old rags. Out of the way, sister. Oh, it looks really spooky.
Nothing alive and kicking down there, if you ask me. Just a few trees, boulders, blocks and rags.
It is all very mysterious. Look at the mist swirling around the ground. Ghostly.
Yes, I can imagine why. Having big stone blocks dropped on them.
And a boot. Don't forget the size 9 boot, eh, Papa?
Look, I didn't do it on purpose.
Well, of course you didn't. But it is done, and what is done, and well nigh impossible to undo. I myself have tried to do up or reverse things that are undone, that were done up before I undid them, but I didn't succeed in getting the undoing effect that I desired. Did I? Your fortress wall is as long as it is high. Well, not as high as before. So I suggest that you spread out and stand guard at different sections of the wall. But do not worry, I am here, and it will not last very long. Just a few weeks.
Weeks?
My lady, I really think that we should...
Silence, Ido. Patience is a virtue. What do you say?
I say... It is an excellent suggestion, Nir Sigam.
Good. Then we shall leave you to it.
Who will go where?
I would like to volunteer, Papa. After all, it was I who dropped the stone blocks on this miserable place. I shall take up guard at the north wall, as it is cold and mysterious. Papa, I would like to be the North Sentinel. I am not afraid of the big, bad, brutal barbarians down there.
You are too late, my child.
Yes, child, you are too late. It is your brother's task. I will stand at the west wall with my fly swatter and watch the sun setting over Yelp and dream of adventures.
like a handsome, strong, muscular, virile young prince, fighting his way through the impenetrable thorny bushes with his great, trusty weapon thrusting in his hand. Slash, 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 slash. And then climbing up the slippery fortress wall without a safety net, oh, determined to get to his long-lost, beautiful, defenseless, voluptuous, vulnerable, virginal, buxom princess. And what does he do? Yes, what does he do?
He slips and smashes his head open on a big rock at the bottom.
Be quiet, child. Yes. A long, lingering,
Mama? What's lingering?
Lingering, but moist, warm kiss. And then?
This is all a bit soppy and totally unbelievable, if you ask me, Mama.
Shut up, girl. And then he...
Have you no imagination?
Yes. And is his name Elba?
Of course, Elba. Who else would it be?
Yes, well, I would take the east wall to see the sun rising over our beloved home. However, I must insist that I am kitted out with a sumptuous picnic basket. Lotnok, I wish you would stop mumbling under your breath. What are you saying? What? Jolly good initiative, Lotnok. Well, that is settled. My son, you have the hardest task. The North Wall. You are a credit to the Highlands.
Then I will take the Southwest Wall and wait for the monsters of the Lowlands to rise their hideous, horrid heads above the wall, and I will stare into their frightful faces. Makes you feel quite sick, doesn't it? Eyeballs to eyeballs. And then I would poke their eyes out and push them back down again. Down, down, down. They will fall and crash to the bottom in a heap of mangled flesh and bones. And I will be supremely satisfied.
This calls for a little celebration. I'm so hungry. Do you think we could ask Nia Sigam to rustle up a few hors d'oeuvres?
You are so funny, Papa.
Am I, child? And perhaps for an appetizer, brochette d'agneau with ognon et le grecchio.
Yes, yes, Elba. We all know what you are capable of eating, even